GM and head coach of the Rush, Derek Keenan, joins us. Derek, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. So, you know, when you traded Brody Merrill, I doubt you were expecting to end up with two number one overall picks due to that trade.
No, well, we've talked about this before, where the early stages of that trade didn't look too good. But things eventually panned out, even that season in 2012, and then, of course, getting Mark the next year and having the assets to be able to move up to number one this year is a nice move for us. I mean, it gives us a lot more oomph, I think, at the draft table, and we can have a real good look at what we want and whether we draft the best player or based on need and, you know, make that decision. We got a lot of homework still to do on the draft. I don't think there's a clear number one in this year's draft, as there has been maybe the last couple of years, but we'll certainly be prepared by September.
And for people joining us, the Rush traded their number three pick and netminder Brody McDonald to Minnesota for backup goaltender Tyler Carlson, a second-round pick in 2015 and the number one pick this year. McDonald, you know, he hasn't played a lot because he's behind Aaron Bold, who's up for Goalie of the Year award again. But, you know, this is a guy who a lot of teams think can be a starter. I'm guessing Minnesota, when they give you that number one pick and Carlson, they expect McDonald to be their starter.
Yeah, I think so. That's why they went after him. And, you know, good for him. I mean, he's been a real good guy for us, a great team guy. 3 years with us and really hasn't played a whole lot and never complained once. So I think he really deserves an opportunity to go into Minnesota and win that job. And he's fully capable of it. And he continues to play real good in the summertime in the WLA. So, you know, he just needs to translate that to the NHL. He just hasn't been given the opportunity, and he will be there for sure. And you know what? We get a guy in Carlson who's played a lot of NHL minutes as a starter, so we'll have some confidence in him, too, if we need him.
Derek Keenan joins us. So, Derek, if I look at this year's prospects, you know, there's Jeremy Noble out of University of Denver. You've got McIntosh from Drexel. You know, Keen, a few other. Also, Jeremy Thompson, his brother, another guy who's ranked in the top four, is he not?
Yeah, Miles, yeah. You know, real good score at Albany. Scored, I think, over 80 goals, close to 90, including into the playoffs, I think, in field lacrosse. So, not as similar to Jeremy, has probably played more field lacrosse than indoor, but he has played a lot of indoor. You know, in Onondaga as well as Akwesasne and a couple other teams in Senior B and Junior A and Junior B out here in the East. So he does have a lot of experience. He's a great shooter. He's a very skilled player, pure shooter and a goal scorer. So certainly he's not a real big body, you know, similar body size as Jeremy, maybe a little bit smaller, even a little shorter. So, you know, there's Noble's a tremendous athlete, really quick, good skills, can play both ends of the floor, very determined player, gritty guy, has been a little bit injury prone the last couple of years, so you know, we certainly have to do our homework there. And Ben McIntosh is a bigger body, he's an inside player, a great skill set, actually catches everything inside, plays more without the ball than with, and is probably has the potential to be the best off-ball player, I think, in a long, long time. And there's another kid, Mark Cochran, who's from Whitby here, played for me in junior, went to Virginia and just graduated. He's a left shot, and I think one of the top prospects as well. If not the best player in the draft, he's very skilled and athletic as well.
And you talked about best player or need, and you look at your team, you know, you're really stacked as far as your left side up front, right, with Matthews and Greer and Corey Smalls coming off an injury. You know, those three right there, never mind number 10, whose name's escaping me, Lowen.
Lowen. Yeah.
And now on the right side, Derek, when I look, you know, you've got two young guys in Church and Knight who are very good, and Jared Davis, who's maybe better in transition, but you're missing a big body. On the right side, is there a real big, like, is McIntosh, does he fit that bill? Is there any other right guys who fit that pure big body skilled guy?
He would be the best fit for that in this year's draft anyway, you know, barring any trade where we'd bring a guy in with that skill set, he would be the guy best suited for that role for sure. The other guys are more carry the ball type players. You know, Noble's definitely a carry the ball type player, whereas and Miles Thompson, he's more of a shooter, catch and shoot kind of guy, I think. But McIntosh is the kind of guy that can create a lot of space for those smaller guys. Like Knight and Church are virtually the same body type, small, great feet, but strong and real, stable guys in their feet. But not big bangers inside. Certainly, they're not afraid. They like to play the game inside. But there's some big trees in there on defensive units, and it's good to have a big body in there to clear space, and also who can score goals. So, if you look at that part. And McIntosh would be a fit there for sure. But as I said, we've got a lot of homework to do to prepare for this year's draft. And without there being a clear, 2 years ago, Mark Matthews was pretty clear. I think last year, Logan Shush was pretty clear as a number one. This year is a little more clouded, I think.
Derek Keenan joins us, head coach GM of the Rush. They acquired the number one overall pick in the upcoming draft in September. Derek, also talk about the roster expanding back to 17 runners. When will you know if that's a certainty or not?
I think it was discussed at the Board of Governors last week, and it was on the table, and they didn't vote on it yet, but they're going to, I think there's going to be some conversation on it over the next couple weeks or month or so, and they'll make a decision. They'll probably vote on it. So, the roster size would stay the same, 20, two goaltenders and 18 runners. So the increase would be from 16 runners to 17. I'm in favor of it. I think it could give more speed to the game or bring the speed back, whereas I thought last year the product was really good, but I did think there were times in the game when players were fatigued and they just have that little extra gear, and I think that comes with that one extra body would certainly help. I mean, we went from 18 runners down to 16, so pretty drastic move, and going to 17 I think is a pretty happy medium.
Well, Derek, busy day for the Rush, moving up and getting the number one overall pick, plus a second rounder and a backup. So I didn't really have to lose a lot because you got Aaron Bold as your starter, and you just basically give Brody McDonald a chance to play somewhere.
Exactly, yeah. The second rounder in 2015 could be a really good pick because it's the way it looks right now, it'll be the best draft in the history of this league. So a second round pick in 2015, it could be a first rounder this year, basically.
Derek, always good to talk to you.
Okay, good talking to you, Jacob.